The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA NorCal SBDC Center. SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. Each SBDC center has certified business advisors that help small business owners with training, even one-on-one consulting for free. That's right, for free. Any small business can get this help, yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned businesses know about these services too. If you want to know more about the Inclusivity Project, go to theinclusivityproject.com. That's theinclusivityproject.com. I help people start, I help them finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and ask for me, Carl Davis Jr. Whether it's capital, that's the vital money you need to get your business going, or technical assistance, that's help on operating or growing your business, send me an email with subject line radio show to Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. That's CarlDavisJr. at Comcast.net. Well, I have some guests today that you're talking about helping small businesses. That's exactly what they do. Miss Gloria Maseko and Rich Robinson. Gloria Maseko is the founder and CEO of Silicon Valley Advantage. And she's going to talk more about that. And Rich Robinson's, everybody knows him. He's a good friend of mine. Rich has been, you know, very influential in what the Chamber's done in the past. He was on the board of Chambers for a while. So welcome, Rich. How you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Well, Gloria, you were telling me, or at least I was talking to you a little bit about what you do earlier, and you mentioned some powerful things that you guys are working on. But before we dive into that, I think a lot of people want to know, who is Gloria Maseko? Tell us a little bit about who Gloria is.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much for having us, and I'm delighted to spend this time with you. Well, I'm the female founder and CEO of Silicon Valley Advantage, which is a technology and a biotech accelerator. Mm-hmm. Many accelerators we're fortunate to have in the Bay Area, and accelerators typically help young startups and young entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general to get their companies to the next level, help grow their companies. A little bit about my own personal history. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm an engineer by degree, and I was a part of either a founding company or group executives and or founder of 7 startups prior to Silicon Valley Advantage.
Wow.
And they were all in high tech business and a little bit on in the renewable energy area, sustainability. So at some
Serial
point,
entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, huh? Go ahead.
yes, I am an immigrant. I'm of Assyrian background, and I came to US to get college education, and here I am in Silicon Valley for the last 30 plus years, and started Silicon Valley Advantage about 8 years ago, right in downtown San Jose. So
Wow.
that's the background.
Wow. Man, that's good. Now, before I ask Richard what he does, Rich, tell me about what's your position with this company and what do you do?
I am the Senior VP of Business Development for Silicon Valley, SVA, and my job is to make sure is to make connections, build relationships, and help provide sponsorship conversations and investment relationships with organizations that like to invest in small business opportunities, game changers, and individuals who are coming up with ideas and concepts and development that could be something that would be of interest in a particular vertical or particular service of products from biotech to IoT to life sciences. My relationship is to build those relationships for SBA.
Wow. Sometimes people hear this and they want to get connected with you right away. I love to give them that connection. Gloria, tell us, how could people reach you?
Probably the best way is go to our website is one option, and it's svadvantage.com, as well as sending us emails. Both Richard and my emails are our first name, Gloria at svadvantage.com and Richard at svadvantage.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
People are out there when they hear the word accelerator and they hear the word incubator. Why don't you take a moment and tell us the difference between an incubator and an accelerator?
Great question, Carl. It's actually a question that is often asked. An incubator is a real early stage technology. It could be a one person's invention and or a small group, as well as a very early stage company that might have started with a technology, a patent, an idea, building the actual product. And so that's where incubators, usually just early startup companies and inventors go to incubators to get that help that they need to get to a level where they have at least a minimum viable product or minimally a prototype, let's say, of their idea. And that's when they generally graduate to an accelerator, at least by our definition and the way we've divided our business, so that they're more ready for actual commercialization and scalability. And that's that they usually belong to the accelerator at that point.
So, Richard, your job is to go out there and find partners or find businesses that qualify to be into the accelerator or something. Tell me.
Along with that, yes, it's sort of an alignment management position, making sure that they do fit into the accelerator incubator process. And it is a screening process. A lot of people are invited, but few are chosen because of the number of individuals and advisors that we have in play. So we do our due diligence and vetting to make sure that these opportunities that we put in, that put in front of us are actually opportunities that's going to grow and flourish and align with the right departments, the right verticals, and the right relationships within the market.
Well, Gloria, you said earlier that you look for partners in this. What type of partners would you be looking for with your accelerator?
So I'll give you examples of the partnerships that we have in place, and that answers the question in some ways. For example, we have relationships with the Taiwan Ministry of Technology and Science. We have relationship with the Finland startup ecosystem, with the Canadian startup programs, which, by the way, bring four cohorts of various technology startups to US every year, two of which are only female CEOs. And as well as large companies such as Morada, Amazon, which help our startup portfolio companies to grow, to become scalable, and as of now, with a number of universities globally as well as locally, and we'll talk some more about how universities fit in this ecosystem of incubation and accelerator. In addition to the fact that we hire a large number of interns annually to give them a hands-on experience of how to become an entrepreneur and how to build the company. So these are examples of partnerships both that feed the accelerator program as well as pull up our portfolio companies for scalability and global attention and strategic funding.
Well, you know what? Why don't you give them that site and how to contact you and Richard again so they hear that one more time?
Sure. Our email is gloria@svadvantage.com, richard@svadvantage.com, and our website is www.svadvantage.com. You can contact us via all of these contact information and/or even call us through the phone number on our website.
Man, I love what we're talking about. Accelerators, incubators, you know, I want to dive deeper into it. We're going to take a break in just a second. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to California Business Connection.
Now, back to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr.
Brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. My guest today is Gloria Maseko. She's the founder and CEO of SV Advantage, and that stands for Silicon Valley Advantage. And Rich Robinson, a good friend of mine, and he's the business development partner, vice president, business development, Rich Robinson. Hey, Rich, how you doing, buddy?
Super fantastic. Can't have one without the other. Thank you.
You know, I told Gloria, I start with her, but Rich, I want to ask you, what have you been doing lately? You know, since you left the chamber, you know, you were one time on the board of the chamber before I came there, right?
Right.
So,
What about?
huh?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I asked you the question, so I should wait for you to say it.
What have I been doing? Wow. Rich Robinson has been traveling Northern California, Southern California, making sure building relationships with different verticals and technology, which is what mainly has been my background. But given the opportunity and diversity of looking into what we call the accelerator and as well as the different verticals of technology and services that has been invited, I'm sorry, the invitation was given to me by Gloria. Mm-hmm. And to answer really quick, I was working for another company, Frontier Communications, and COVID laid us all off in that department, their National Accounts Division. And Gloria saw me searching for a position on LinkedIn. Next thing I know, she reached out and said, "I got something for you." I said, "Who do I got an interview with?" She said, "Nobody. I own the company." I'm like, "Okay, I'm in." And long story short, she hired me many years ago, I won't say it, at AT&T. And she trusted and believed that I could be a real asset to the company, AT&T at the time. And it turned out that I had the opportunity to spend 20 years with them And that's when you met me, and I was working for them at the time. And my relationship started building in the community with running Pebble Beach, as well as for AT&T, as well as joining a lot of the Silicon Valley chambers. 100 Black Men was on the board, an opportunity to join. And then I took advantage of the relationship with the chamber. Also got an opportunity with my fraternity to be the president, Cap Alpha Psi, Fraternity Incorporated. That's given me the opportunity to get the visibility and relationship with the Divine Nine. That's how all of this diversity started with Silicon Valley Advantage. So I'll get into that later, but that's what Rich Robinson is doing since coming into the relationship with SBA.
Well, Gloria, you know, Rich seems to be, you know, has a plethora of different things he's been involved in, and that's going to bode well for you in your partnership. Tell me more about your partners, like the City of San Jose and San Jose State that you were talking about earlier. So dive into what your partnership looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, Rich has been instrumental in recruiting the diverse team that we have of females, African-Americans, Hispanic, veterans, doctors, scientists, our team of engineers, inventors, and business development has been grown to 50 plus advisors, which is really has become the strength of our organization.
Wow.
We have a technical and a business advisor for every type of business that we venture into and any type of new company startup that we get, we decide to help. With regards to City of San Jose, it's been a delightful relationship, particularly with the mayor's office. The mayor, as you know, Matt Mahan, is a technologist himself and a previous tech executive.
Yeah.
He is keen on using technology and utilizing technology, and particularly AI and sustainability, to improve city services and having the City of San Jose be a leader in utilizing technologies to improve services. And as such, we were invited, unsolicited, to provide a proposal for the city to establish and run an accelerator for them with focus on AI and sustainability. And the same thing with San Jose State University running the global incubator for them, with the vision very much in line of Mayor Mohan's vision to have a San Jose State University and local universities be a feeder into the accelerator where we develop talent locally, but we should be able to also keep them locally and grow in the economy. We're in the middle of all of that. We're getting a lot of support from the city and a great deal of support from San Jose State University, which we're grateful for. The city has developed a consortium of 110 cities that can take advantage of the same services and technologies companies like us provide. Mm-hmm. And we are in the middle of working with Amazon and Murata as our big partners to develop and provide these services to the city. For the month of January, just to give you an idea how busy the year starts, so we mm-hmm. are participating at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas with Murata. We are meeting with 26 new companies at JP Morgan Conference in San Francisco next week, which is the largest biotech conference in US.
Now, when's that? When's that? You said it was next week. So yes. When is the date?
Oh, the date starts Tuesday of next week, which is, I believe, January 8th through the 10th. And
okay.
The pre-conference is on Monday, January 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We're also been invited a VIP invitation to the Taiwan pitch event tomorrow night, Friday. Mm-hmm. In Palo Alto, and that's the January 5th. That's just to start our year and the first 2 weeks of January.
Wow.
But frankly, Carl, this kind of access and the partnerships that we have developed, as I said, with Taiwan, with the city, with the university, allows us to bring companies that we hand select that truly address a need in the market. And I'd like to give you some examples of those, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Cogni Health, led by a female CEO and female of color, is addressing mental health, especially for youth and ethnic communities. Sita is a female CEO and founder, is the prevention of domestic violence, especially on college campuses, using a wearable wireless device.
Wow.
Factually Health, another female CEO from Canada, is making sure that the health information that people search for regarding illnesses and diseases are factually correct, not the incorrect information that we find on the internet often. We've even gone as far as addressing affordable housing, which is not so much technology, but technology can help. Our portfolio company, Ortec, is bringing prefab modules so that housing can be built faster and less expensive, working with faith-based organizations such as churches and community-based organizations, utilizing their land to build affordable housing. Because we believe at the end of the day, for entrepreneurship and this ecosystem of healthy technology to be sustainable, it also has to be affordable. If we're going to truly give everybody a seat at the table with the diverse communities, they have to be able to afford to live in the Bay Area to become a part of this ecosystem. So we really try to think holistically about this and not singularly, and address as many issues as we know that can make this whole ecosystem sustainable as possible. And, and examples of some of the city services that we're offering to City of San Jose and other cities is, for example, automated pothole detection, trash detection, parked cars that are parked illegally, the start of graffiti, a number of city services that the city is really looking for, automating the and more rapid response of ambulance services, for example. So these selected companies in our portfolios all have, each one of them have a great purpose in serving a real need in the market.
Wow, that's really good. How could people contact you if they heard this and they thought, wow, I want to get in touch with you? Give them that information.
Sure. They can go to our website. It's svadvantage.com. They can email me and Richard, gloria@svadvantage.com and richard@svadvantage.com. And we look forward to hear from you.
Wow. You know, we have about a minute or something. Do angels play a part in what you do?
A great deal. Yes, absolutely. And large number of our portfolio companies actually are angel invested to start with before they get to the level of investment needed for venture capital level.
Wow. You know, I also wanted to ask just one question about corporate VCs. Can corporate VCs play a part in what you do?
Absolutely. There is no startup that I know of or no tech company that is not in need of funding. So angels and corporate VCs absolutely have especially a strategic value to our portfolio companies, because not only they provide funding, they provide other services and global access and scalability access to market, which is invaluable for smaller companies.
Wow. We're out of time right now, but we want to thank our guests, Ms. Gloria Maseko and Rich Robinson from SV Advantage. Wow, we had a good time today. You can hear this show again via podcast if you didn't catch it right on. You go to your local chamber of commerce, that's blackchamber.com. Click on resources, then radio and podcast, and you can hear any of our podcasts from before. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.